This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. What's on your mind? We want to know. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part by the energy of NorthDakota.com, North Dakota's oil and gas supply, natural gas supply, helping meet America's demand. We're committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. We want to prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. The North Dakota Petroleum Council is all happening now with the Energy of North Dakota. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. I'm Sud Mitchell. Kevin Flynn here as usual. Scott Hinnendorf in Norway, or as we've officially renamed it, Norwegia, to correctly reflect what the people are. Norwegians, after all, so why are we calling it Norway? Aren't they Norways? Norwegians?
I would go with Lefseland.
Norwegian.
The flag is a piece of Lefse hanging out there.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, that is fantastic. I love it.
Hey, before we wrap up with Lynn,
Kevin Piper's here. I got to introduce Kevin Piper.
Yes. Kevin's here.
I like the Lefse flag, though. That's fantastic. Kevin Piper in for Scott Hannon. Okay, I'm done.
And we got a caller. Dale wants to talk about.
Yeah, Dale has a quick question for you. Dale, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just curious if there was if you're able to bid online on that auction
tonight. Oh, yeah, the Adam Thielen Foundation and Gala auction tonight. Pipers will be there. I'll be the auctioneer, actually. If you want to bid tonight, I know it's sold out, but if you want to bid on any of those items, I'm going to give you my cell phone, okay? 701-238-5810. And if you want to bid on any of those items, call me after the lunch hour today, and then we'll connect, and I'll figure out how I can get you to bid on the phone. You want to do that? And
okay.
We got some great items. 4 tickets to the Eagles game, and then you get the sideline pass. You get to walk around, watch them warm up and all that. Whisper into Adam's ear and say, hey, this is the first play of the game, whatever. And then you get to be escorted back to your seats, sit with the family of the players and their friends and all that. Maurice might even be there. Who knows? But you're going to have to bid against me if you want those tickets, because I actually will bid tonight.
Now, will you take my call then?
Yeah, I'll take your call. Adam Thielen cleats are going to be sold tonight. And then you can bid on the Pro-Am golf tickets in Minneapolis over the 4th of July. You get to golf with Adam Thielen. And then you get to bring your own caddies. 3 caddies get to go for. I mean, that's part of the deal tonight. So, yeah, call me after the lunch hour. I'll take your call, and then we'll visit about how you can bid, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Appreciate
Skull,
it.
Buddy. Skull.
There you go. Go Vikings. Yeah, and Adam Thielen, one of the great NFL guys. He has my vote for NFL Man of the Year already. So that's who we're going to be with tonight. All right, let's go back to Lynn Paulson. Lynn, got you another minute or two here. Lynn Paulson of Bell Bank, one of our breakout speakers for next week. Lynn, hey, in 1 minute, give us just a little bit of sample of what you're going to be speaking about next Wednesday at the Great Plains Land Expo in Fargo.
Yeah, let's talk about the state of agriculture in the Northern Plains, but we'll focus a fair amount on real estate. For land equity really has been the glue that's kind of, kept the farm economy together here over the last 4 or 5 years, but it's also the last line of defense. So as more producers or even older folks are looking to start to liquidate land and have an exit strategy, I think it's imperative that they have a good plan and they have surround themselves with good professionals like yourself and tax advice and legal advice and so forth to do it right. But real estate has been a phenomenal investment. I think it still will be, but it'll be a little bit more strategic as you go forward. But I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Lynn. Looking forward to it. Lynn Paulson, Bell Banks, here out of Fargo, who travels the entire region talking agribusiness and the agriculture economy. Going to be one of the great breakout speakers next week at the Great Plains Land Expo, Wednesday, June 26th in Fargo. It's going to be a fun day. Thank you, Lynn. Have a great day out in Bismarck.
You bet. Thank you.
Yep. Now in studio, another speaker for the Great Plains Land Expo, who actually, Carolyn, at the last expo, she was a rock star.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
She was in demand at the last one. Tammy Norgaard with Vogel Bank. Tammy is an attorney.
Vogel Law Firm.
Did I say Vogel Bank? Vogel Law Firm. I'm thinking bank. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I was talking to
Linda. Honestly,
Vogel's in the banking business.
I saw it. I said, Bell Bank?
She's a lawyer.
So what you're saying is if
Tammy,
I gave you a check.
In the banking business.
If I gave you a check for $1 million, you wouldn't be willing to find a way to hold on to it. Is that what you're telling me?
I will take care of you.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I got all these attorneys at Vogel now saying, we're in the banking business. Okay, so Vogel Law
Firm. Hey, money's money.
Hey, absolutely. And anyhow, so Tammy is an attorney and also grew up in Watford City, North Dakota, has family out there, farmland, ranch land, mineral rights, interests. So she brings an enormous amount of experience to what we're going to be discussing next week at the Great Plains Land Expo. One of the areas that she focuses on is easements, having to do with easements for pipelines, whether it's oil or salt water or anything like that, flood easements here in the Red River Valley. She specializes in mineral rights and the difference between mineral rights and royalties and those types of things. But Tammy, first of all, thank you for being here.
Sure, happy to be here.
Yeah, glad you're here. And she's agreed to be on for the next 10 minutes and then wait until about 10:50 and be on for the final 5 or 6 minutes of the show. So we're glad she's in studio. So, Tammy, I was thinking about on a drive over here today. You just can't go to somebody and say, hey, I want an easement, because there could be a lot of landmines in an easement, right? Because your interpretation of an easement and what I'm getting as a grantee and you as a grantor in an easement, there could be a lot of landmines that one has to go through, right? And my interpretation and what I'm thinking I'm getting could be totally different than what you're thinking, right?
Definitely, yeah. And it's something that, you know, we've seen a lot of controversy over easements, especially in the last 5 years or so as the Bakken has heated up. And, you know, there's been so much development in western North Dakota when it comes to oil and gas lines, water lines, there's sewer lines, electric infrastructure all across the state, even from Bismarck to Grand Forks. And you know, landowners need to know what their rights are in terms of, you know, what should I allow, what can I allow, what kind of safeguards can I add. And importantly, I think especially when you've got some landowners that are maybe absentee landowners that have land hundreds of miles away, they get something in the mail that says, we'll give you $100 a rod to put something underground. And they're saying, wow, that sounds great, I think, right? And
how do you determine the value of these easements? I mean, and there's so many different ones. There's, like you said, salt water, oil or gas and water or whatever. How do you even determine the value of these?
You know, typically, most of the entities that I've worked with, and I'll tell you, you know, I, like you said, I grew up on a farm. I have a lot of interests and family with land interests, so I'm helping a lot of landowners. And at the same time, I've also worked with some projects that are building water lines and building pipelines. And so I've kind of been on both sides of it and get the issues that are at play on either side. When it comes to valuation, I would say that a lot of the bigger public projects are, you know, they'll get an appraisal or they're getting some feedback from the market on what the value would be. And they're usually pretty generous in paying over market when they're making offers and they want to pay everybody the same over market. When you have entities that don't have the power of eminent domain, like an oil company coming through and just putting a pipeline, you see a wide variety of value because it kind of depends on how badly do they need that location.
So this is where you could come in as a representative, the legal representative on behalf of Vogel representing the client, and then you guys could help them determine then the value of that easement.
Right, and it really depends on, you know, what the easement is for, whether the entity asking for it has the power of eminent domain or not. Is it a public project? Is it a private project? And a lot of times the question, too, is the landowner benefiting from the project at all?
And a lot of times it won't be, will they?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So they're actually doing them a favor, and there should be some not only intrinsic value but monetary value for the landowner.
Yeah, and you know, I've had cases where a pipeline company came in and said, hey, we just need this waiver. Could you just sign this waiver because we're just converting something, not a big deal, you know, free of charge. And somebody brought it to me and said, I don't know about this. And the person got over six figures by the time I was done.
Well, Kevin,
so
there you go.
There
you go.
That's kind of like banking, I'm sure. but it's something that if the person said, oh, am I supposed to just sign this and I don't know what my rights are, versus you go to somebody and say, what's going on here and what should I be willing to sign? And you realize sometimes there's a lot more at play.
And the big one in the valley is going to be with the diversion, all the wetland easements and the potential for all. I mean, yeah. That's, and some of this may be eminent domain, right, or not?
Well, with the FM diversion, easements have been a really big issue, I think, causing a lot of controversy, because the idea with the FM diversion is they're creating an impoundment that's going to flood some land, some farmland, some grassy waterway land. And what the farmers have been asking is, what are you going to pay me? And the answer is, like you're asking about valuation, well, it depends on how much the impact of that property is going to be. And in some cases, it's going to be you might have an extra inch of water once every 10 years, 1 year out of every 10 years in the spring. Well, what's the value of that? That's vastly different from somebody whose land is in an area that's going to have 3 feet of water, you know, over it in the summer maybe sometime.
I mean, it could have a significant adverse impact on the landowner in that case.
And that's where the valuation is defined accordingly. And usually when something like that, in a situation, you get an appraisal, you have an appraiser that's certified in doing easement valuations, and it's a fairly detailed process to figure out how much it really affects the value of the property.
Tammy Norgaard, Bogle Law Firm. She'll be with us again here in about a half an hour as we get around to the 10:50 mark. So we're going to go to a break, right, guys? Thank you, Tammy. We'll be right back with you.
Happy to be here.
All right. So what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 are the numbers, or studio at flagfamily.com if you want to shoot us an email for what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by Dak Diesel. I get calls all the time. That diesel guy you have on, that, who's that guy, that diesel? You know what? Listen up, because CJ is right here right now. Hi, CJ.
Hey, how's it going, Todd?
Fantastic. You know, you needed some rain. We're getting some rain. So if you're out in the valley and you're seeing sun, well, just hang on. Your turn's coming.
Yeah, it's definitely raining here. So, yeah, it's one of those things because I'm kind of down in the gravel here in Bismarck. It kind of creates a little bit of a mud issue around the yard. But a guy deals with it because you never want to pass up rain. You know, especially for most of my customers, which are farmers, you know, definitely helps them out. So,
sure.
But so you're holding down the fort, okay, with Scott?
Well, I got Kevin Pfeiffer and Kevin Flynn, and you know, between all Crystal and between all of us, Daniel. I mean, it takes a village. Oh. Horrendous.
Well,
I can't believe I referenced that.
I saw your resume come across my desk here, you know, as a...
It was probably shredded, mechanic, too, wasn't it?
Well, I looked over it, and it seemed like you were actually overqualified, believe it or not, and I'm just like, man, I don't think I can handle him here, so...
You're too good, dude. You're just too good. Nice. What are you working on today, CJ, man?
Oh, I got one of my mechanics working on a 6.0, and I just rolled a 6.7 Cummins out of here, and got another 6.0 that needs to be tore apart. Just ordered parts for a John Deere 570 motor grader, and I'm about ready to pull a Cummins with an ISX. Well, it's an ISX Cummins in a Volvo in here, and do some ECM work on that thing. So,
man. You name it, if it's diesel, you got it.
Yeah, that's how it works here. So, yeah, whatever your issues are, you know, definitely give us a call. You know, all the way from the egg, or, you know, big trucks, pickup trucks, all that. You know, even the small diesels, you know, all that stuff. It definitely give me a call. One of my customers called me this morning, and he's bringing in a 6.7 Cummins out of a sprayer, out of a Patriot sprayer. And that engine there needs a full engine rebuild, and Cummins is just outrageous on their price, and I'm able to cut the price at least in half on that one. So it's definitely worth your time, your money, and all that, just to give me a call and set up an appointment.
Well, what's that number? Because, you know, I get asked that quite a bit. That guy, that diesel guy you have on. Who's that guy again? This is this guy, CJ. How do we get a hold of you, CJ?
Yeah, call me at on the office at 701-258-5011, and if you got an emergency or for some reason I don't happen to pick up there, you can also call me on my cell at 210-0888.
CJ Deck Diesel, thank you, CJ, appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, thanks, CJ, that's
talk
awesome.
Talk to you later.
Hey, all CJ, right. If you can't get those things working, just send them over to the Auction Center of North America and Steel and Pipers will take care of those for you. Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, well, I got an air drill that I'm probably going to have to send your way. I'm thinking probably around November, December, somewhere around there, maybe even consign it to one of your other, you know, retirement auctions or something like that. So
that'd be great. Thank you, CJ. Appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right,
you
guys. Give them a call anytime. Hey, during the break, the North Dakota Sweet Crude people stopped by. They got these two big bottles of sweet.
Have you tried that, the North Dakota Sweet Crude?
I haven't. It's the liqueur. They want me to give one of these to Adam tonight for his hunting cabin.
Oh, perfect.
So that'll be over in Becker County. So I'll get that to Adam, and they want us to auction another one off for tonight. So, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those guys, Zap North Dakota.
It says a fracking good liquor.
Yeah, isn't that something? Right there. Yeah. Zap North Dakota. Zip to zap.
A fracking good liqueur.
So
fracking good,
you'd be zipping out of Becker County when you're done drinking that, yeah. All righty. So anyhow, let me just give you a couple more agenda items here. We're going to wrap up here this half hour with Don here at Turtle Lake. But Steve Troyer, Ide Bailey is going to be on. He's going to be talking about the Great Plains Land Expo, about the proper entity for succession planning. S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC, what should you do? That's what he's going to talk about next week on Wednesday at the Great Plains Land Expo in Fargo. And then at 10:50, Tammy Norgaard's going to be back. She's sitting right beside me here. We're going to be talking more about mineral rights and royalty rights and all the good stuff happening out in the oil Bakken field. So for now, let's go. We're going to go to Don, right?
Yeah, Don. Late? And before the top of the hour, yeah. Don had called, and we didn't have time because we had the guest. Don is dealing with an immigration issue. Is this with your fiance, Don, or with your wife?
I'm sorry?
Don, you're on. You're on.
Don, you're on. Is this with your fiance or your wife from the Philippines?
No, this is my wife. We've been married 4 years. We were married in the Philippines. She currently is in possession of a B-1, B-2 tourist visa.
Yep.
We've been in the United States for a year now. We've begun a transition. I'm trying to keep her here legally with a green card. Just because I've got a 81-year-old mother I need to take care of. And anyways, yep. The short story is we began the process October 1st. The paperwork was turned into USCIS. It's the Homeland Security Immigration. And October 4th, they took my money, and it was relatively expensive. October 10th, they acknowledged being in receipt of the paperwork. The process had started. We, by, I guess, my own ignorance, we inadvertently went across the border to Progreso, Mexico. I live 20 minutes from the border. It's a border town. President Trump actually flew in last year and did some review because of the wall issues. But we inadvertently parked on the U.S. side, crossed the bridge. We were there 2 hours and came back. And when you go through a customs checkpoint, they look at our passports. They looked at my wife. They're on a computer screen, and they give us, we reentered the United States. But because of us leaving for 2 hours that day, we've now been, her petition for permanent residency here in the United States was denied, and there's no option for appeal. I'm in North Dakota currently in your state, visiting my daughter. My son-in-law works for Falkirk Mining. We were going to be here the rest of the month, and we had another 4 months planned to travel around the states. As of today, we're wrapping up. We got to go back to Texas. So, anyways, I spoke with some friends last night. They said, reach out to this radio station. Maybe give your senator, Senator Kevin Cramer, a call. I guess he's well-versed in immigration law.
He is. He's going to be on the program, I believe, Friday. He's usually on for the Talk Radio Town Hall. You know, I'll tell you what, Don. I'm sure Kevin and Todd would agree. This is the hypocrisy in the immigration system and the problem with it. You know, you've got a guy here who's trying to do it legally. He's making every effort. He's paying the money. He's filling out the forms. He's going through the processes, and it's still they're throwing hurdles in front of you. Meanwhile, they're just rolling through at the southern border. Man, I don't know, man, but I'll tell you, if you want to ring back Friday and talk to Kevin, you're certainly welcome to, sir.
Okay, I would like to do that. And about what time would that be?
He's usually on starting about 10 o'clock Central Time on Friday.
Okay, I would enjoy having a chance to talk to somebody.
All right.
Thank you for the call. We'll appreciate it. Good luck in Turtle Lake, North Dakota.
Yeah, good luck.
Just north of Bismarck. That's great country over there.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
You-
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Communications Chief Hope Hicks is behind closed doors with members of the House Judiciary Committee. Hicks spent years as a close aide and advisor to Donald Trump before and after he was in the White House. The White House ordering Hicks not to answer questions about her time at the White House, setting up a possible legal dispute with Democrats. Although Hicks was interviewed extensively by former special counsel Robert Mueller's team, she now works for Fox News.
The Democrat Party has become more radical, more dangerous, and more unhinged than at any point in the modern history of our country.
President Trump there kicking off his re-election bid at a huge rally in Orlando last night. Senate Democrat and White House hopeful Kamala Harris reacts to his speech.
This president wants us to keep looking in the rearview mirror instead of looking out of the front windshield.
And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey friends, time for Wednesday Wheels on What's in Your Mind, brought to you by Pucklet Chevrolet, Buick GMC, Valley City. Your chance to hear about it and take a look at one of the sharpest sets of wheels on the Northern Plains. Two great stores, Bismarck and Valley City. This week's feature vehicle is at the Valley City store. A deal on a truck, basically brand new. Save over $1,300 in a Sharp 17 GMC 1500. It's got the all-terrain package. The special price good today only. Mention you heard it on What's on Your Mind and save big. It's got all the options and only 13,000 miles. It's still a baby. It was $41,995, now $46,65. Hop online and check out PucklichValleyCity.com or stop at the showroom and see it for yourself. They have a big selection of mint condition one owner vehicles. You save a ton. And most of the time, they know who owned it. Who bought it new? They know the story behind the vehicle. Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or online at pucklick.com, pucklickvalleycity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. It's 26 and a half before the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell. Kevin Flynn is here. Scott Hennins in Norway. He's off today, but Kevin Pfeiffer is in on What's in Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning on What's on Your Mind. We've been covering a wide variety of issues. I want to thank all of our guests that we've had this morning. We have two guests with us, one still in studio, Tammy Norgaard with the Bogle Law Firm, not Bogle Bank, Bogle Law Firm. So Tammy's going to be on here in about 20 minutes. But right now we got Steve Troyer. Steve's with Eide Bailly, the Certified Public Accountants, and they just recently had a major acquisition out in California. One of the top 20 CPA firms in the country. But Steve is going to be speaking at the Great Plains Land Expo next Wednesday, June 26th in Fargo at the Holiday Inn. And Steve's topic in the breakout session he'll be spearheading will be on structuring the proper entity for succession planning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Yeah, thank you. Carolyn's here. Say hi to Carolyn.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you? Good to hear from you.
Good. Thanks for joining us.
We appreciate you being on. How's everything going for you today, Steve?
Well, we're out in Salt Lake City, Utah. The sun is out. The mountains are high. You know, it's the highest mountain I've ever seen in a while, right?
Yeah, good for you. Well, North Dakota went through that mountain removal project during the Governor Sinner years, you know. Remember those billboards that said mountain removal project completed? So we got rid of all of our mountains, except for the Killdeer Mountains. But, hey, Steve, thank you for agreeing to be on this morning, and especially for being one of our breakout speakers next week at the Great Plains Land Expo. Succession planning and structuring the proper entity, you know, as a CPA, you get really intricately involved in that with attorneys and with your clients. Why is all of that so important that we get it right in the beginning?
Yeah, you know, Kevin, the best thing to do is you want to take a look at these plans in advance. And so what that typically means is when we've got one generation, typically mom and dad, they're going to eventually retire and have their sons or daughters take over. We like to be able to have multiple years, and anywhere from 3 to 5 years would be what we'd be looking at to be able to transition it. And, of course, there's many things to think about in terms of the emotional issues, but the area that I'm going to talk about is going to be more on the tax side. And we want to be able to do that in a way that's going to efficiently, from a tax perspective, move the operation from mom and dad or that first generation down to that next generation. We want to be able to make it seamless. We want to be able to make sure that that second generation can afford it. And then also that mom and dad are going to feel that they've got a good income stream to live on in retirement.
So the entity that, let's say, for instance, it's an individual sole proprietor now, or it's an LLC. So the entity that transitions, that could actually be a different one? Or would it be the one that exists? How would that work?
Yep. Good question. It could be an existing entity. If it's something that we have already done, began the plan with mom and dad, it could be an entity like a corporation that already exists. Or what we could do is we could have mom and dad might be farming as a Schedule F. And, you know, when you're dealing with those transitions, you're going to have, you've got equipment that could be expensive. You have a bin site that's going to be expensive. And so in order for the next generation to pay for all of that, we may end up having to go to a different type of entity that's more tax efficient, and then that gives us an opportunity for the second generation to be able to finance that through a note back to mom and dad, and do it in a very tax efficient manner for mom and dad over a period of time, where they're maybe getting a deferred tax treatment, and then the payments that the son or daughter will make will be over, you know, maybe a 15 or 20 year span, and make it more efficient for them. So it could be a combination of both of those, where we use what's already there, or perhaps we do something new or set something else up.
And this isn't just germane to farmers or agriculture, but this is for all types of businesses or individual proprietary type companies, right?
It would be, yeah. You know, obviously, since I spend my time in the agricultural realm, that's usually where I would use it, but you know, what we would term a mainstream business can certainly use this as well, absolutely.
So, you know, next week you're going to be doing a lot of these breakout sessions. There's going to be bankers there, attorneys, landowners, people on mineral rights, those types of things. Are there, with the new tax laws that came out this last year, now, are there going to be, let's say, for instance, I sell my land and I want to put up a mineral trust or something, is there going to be a specific entity I would want to own just maybe my mineral rights in?
The answer with that would be more than likely yes, simply from the standpoint of how you want to transition that to your next generation, or how does that fit into your estate plan. You're going to want to be able to put it into an entity that may give you, you know, some benefit upon, you know, your death or upon your spouse's death that you might not get with yours individually. And it also gives you the ability to show your heirs while you're living, here's how this is going to happen, and here's how it's going to be owned after mom and I are gone. So it does give you that opportunity.
We're talking with Steve Troyer this morning with Ide Bailey, the CPA accounting firm, business consultants out of Fargo. They're headquartered here, but they're expanding throughout the nation. He's going to be one of our keynote breakout speakers next week at the Great Plains Land Expo, Wednesday, June 26th in Fargo, along with Tammy Norgard and a bunch of other speakers, 10 speakers in all. Hey, Steve, interestingly, I just read the other day that your firm made an acquisition in California. Give us a little glimpse of the footprint, the size of Ide Bailey today.
Sure. Yep. Where Ide Bailey is now, most of our offices are all west of the Mississippi. We are what we call ourselves a top 25 accounting firm. So of the 10,000 plus firms in the United States, we are a top 25 firm. The firm that we have just acquired out in California that has their footprint, it's primarily in the Los Angeles South area, and that's our shot to get into California, which now is essentially leaving us just a few states west of the Mississippi that we aren't in. We are excited to have them here. I've actually met a number of their partners already here when we're here in Salt Lake City. So it's going to be a great fit for us, and the culture is going to be very similar, which makes it a much easier transition. And really what it does is it positions Ide Bailey to even be of more assistance to our clients. So that's why we're here.
Well, we're excited about having you next week here in Fargo at the Great Plains Land Expo. And I know a lot of our attendees, I've had a lot of calls. People are very interested in your breakout session, or as they are with Tammy's and Tim Richards, a lot of other people we're going to have at the expo. A couple of other things now before we get on to the next segment of the program here. Steve, we're going to be talking about, some tax issues and things. Your firm now, you're through the big rush of getting the taxes filed for a lot of your clients. As you're getting into planning now for the balance of this year, as taxes have to be, the tax report's got to be filed next year, what changes, if any, are you guys seeing that may be significant that people should be, business owners or individuals should be paying attention to between now and the end of the year to do their planning?
Sure. The biggest issue is we're still dealing with the tax reform. Okay, so that really was in play for 2018. But the IRS is now just getting to the point where as of this Saturday, the 22nd, that's when all of the revisions of any of the regulation, that type of thing, are due. So we're still kind of trying to decide what to do, and hopefully by this Saturday or beyond, now we're going to have a very true understanding of what this new tax law means, and now we hopefully will be able to implement it into the 2019 planning season to be able to take advantage of that. And, this is like anything else, is with a sweeping change like this, it creates opportunity, and that's what we're going to be able to do, is say, hey, we can create more deductions, create more opportunities for our taxpayers or our clients to save money. We're going to do that. So that's what we're looking at, is further looking at the new tax law.
I just got a text from a client of ours. Bonus 179 depreciation, is that still here?
Well, you just used two words. There is a bonus depreciation, and there's a Section 179 depreciation. And yes, they both still exist, and they're very similar, but there's a limitation on the 179, and bonus would be on an entire asset new or used under the new law.
That's good to know for a lot of our listeners, especially those that purchase a lot of assets throughout the year, whether it's vehicles that may qualify for that deduction or whatever it might be for your farming operation or whatever. Steve, I appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thank you. I wanted to get back to your partnership meeting. Thanks for agreeing to be a sponsor of the Great Plains Land Expo and for agreeing to be one of our breakout speakers next week.
Kevin, appreciate it. And I too am looking forward to having the opportunity to visit with the folks that come to the expo. Take care.
Thank you. Folks, you're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll take your phone calls if you'd like. I know we got a little bit different twist on it today. We're not really talking a lot about politics, but we're talking a good hour and a half to 2 hours about business issues and land values and the agriculture economy and the energy economy and those types of things. Gearing up for our big day next Wednesday for the Great Plains Land Expo, which is the flag's a big part of that. We appreciate 1100 the flag being a part of that. Scott Hennen and Steve Hallstrom have been big supporters of that over the last couple of years. We've done, this will be our third annual, so they've been big supporters. The Fargo Forum, another big sponsor, and we're going to be listening to all those sponsors next week, right, Carolyn?
Yep, that's right.
So thanks again for having us on. We're going to have Tammy Norgaard on here in about 5 minutes.
All right. This is What's on Your Mind. If you want to ring in, we'd love to hear what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 are the numbers. You can always shoot us an email. The studio at flagfamily com email address always there for you. Kevin Piper sitting in for Scott Henin. We'll be right back on What's on Your Mind.
Juven Tours and Travel invites you to Branson for six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. What a lineup. The Texas Tenors at the Andy Williams Theater. The Blackwoods. Daniel O'Donnell Christmas at the Welk Resort Theater. The Miracle of Christmas at Sight and Sound Theater. And A Christmas Wonderland, plus so much more. $989 per person based on double occupancy October 31st through November 5th. Call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or go to JuvenTours.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. The practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on Your Mind is powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com at 701-258-0550 for What's on Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text me at 701-226-8503, and I'll text you back the picture of my next ride because I'm getting out of the GMC. More to come. Just leave some mystery out there. Kevin Piper's in for Scott Hannon today on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you for having me this morning. Scots and Norwegia? Is that what you decided?
Norwegia. With all the Norwegians.
We're in Fargo, so here we are. What a morning. Thanks, Kevin and Todd. You guys are amazing. You made my job so easy this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome, brother. You're welcome anytime.
Appreciate it. And
Kevin says that because you brought donuts, too. I mean, that might have helped.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I am going to let you know, I am going to keep my day job. I am going to stay on as an auctioneer. I'm not going to go outside of my footprint. I know where I'm comfortable, but you guys have made it really easy. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. Folks, you're listening to What's on Your Mind, and I'm filling in for Scott Hennon. Our continued guest from the top of the hour is Tammy Norgaard with Vogel Law and Banking. No, just kidding. I had a little slip earlier and said she was with Vogel Bank. So all of her colleagues and senior partners now are going to wonder what.
They're busy printing up blank checks and they're ready for the flood of people.
But if they do get into the banking business, I'll get credit for it. So it's Vogel Law and Banking.
Hey, all right. The power of radio advertising and what's in your mind. Because everybody wants to open an account at Vogel Bank today.
Hopefully they won't sue me for misrepresentation. No, my friend Tammy would never do that. She'd never do that. But anyhow, Tammy was a rock star at the last Great Plains Land Expo. She is amazing, does a great job. And we're going to do a little follow-up, a little segue in the last 4 minutes here. We just had Steve Troyer on talking about the proper architecture or the structuring of these legal entities for succession planning. And since Tammy's an attorney, specializes in a lot of these types of things, I'm going to ask Tammy, how important is this? I mean, as an attorney, you probably see this a lot in succession planning. I mean, first of all, objectively, even look at this and say, okay, this is, how do I ascertain which entity I should create?
You know, it's a question that it totally depends on what you have and what type of assets you're holding. But one of the things that it raised when Steve was talking about just the importance of estate planning, I think with especially people in agriculture that have a lot of land. I mean, it's not like you have a lot of liquid assets sometimes. A lot of your assets are held in land and minerals, especially out in western North Dakota. And I've seen many instances where we're taking a pipeline easement for a water pipeline. We do the title opinion and we find a $500,000 IRS lien on property, and you think, wow, that's a lot of money having as a lien on property. And the story is, you know, the parents died and you have all these minerals that maybe weren't producing. But if the minerals are valued at $5,000 an acre or $3,000 an acre or $10,000 an acre, depending where they're at, you know, that adds up to real money quickly. And when you have farmland and minerals, suddenly this person is thrust into a taxable category for estate tax. And the kids don't have the cash to pay for it, but they have minerals and land. Of course, they don't want to be selling that inheritance to pay off the IRS. And it really underscores the importance of coming in and talking to somebody about estate planning. And, you know, we form mineral trusts for people. We form mineral LLCs, irrevocable trusts. All those instruments work together to help people avoid having to pay estate taxes. And I think right now people will say, well, it's $11 million is the limit, which, you know, somebody will say, oh, I'm never going to get to $11 million, which may be true. But you never know what administration is going to be in place and how that's going to change, because not so long ago it was $1 million. And that could change depending on what Congress does.
That's changed a lot. And, right. And another thing that a lot of people are doing, and we see this in the auction business, is a lot of landowners may be selling land, but then they want to sever the mineral interest.
Right.
And that's where you're saying if you sever the mineral interest, if you retain those as a seller, then you would create like a mineral trust that you're referring to.
And you don't even need to wait until you sell them. You can do it today if you own land with minerals. And the importance of that, I mean, is to keep the minerals in your family, first of all. Another great thing about a mineral trust is, so say your kids may not be the best with money. Maybe they end up having creditors, or maybe they get divorced. You want to keep those minerals in your family. You don't want the ex-wife of your son to have half of his minerals. And so, or if your son makes a bad business decision and goes bankrupt, you don't want the creditors to come in and take your family minerals. So it's super important to think about putting those minerals in a trust. The other thing it does is minerals are real property, so you have to probate them. So even if somebody has 3 mineral acres, or, you know, their share of some family mineral acres is small, it's a huge benefit to create a trust, because otherwise when each of those people die, you're going to spend $3,000 in probating those 3 minerals or whatever.
So don't wait until you do the transaction.
Right.
Do it now. Get that set up so you can protect those assets.
Right, because you want to protect those assets and you want to avoid having some look back for Medicare or something like that. That's another real issue as the population ages. And the other thing I found out with a lot of landowners is, you you know, when you're 80, when you're 60, you don't want to think about transferring wealth to the next generation because you're like, oh, those kids, they don't need that money right now or that land. But by the time you're 80, it's too late to take advantage of a lot of the tax savings that you can get by doing estate planning with your minerals and your land up front. So we help a lot of people with that and all over the states.
Interesting. Wow, that's just a sampling, a little bit of teaser for next week. Tammy Norgaard, she's going to be putting on four breakout sessions next week at the Great Plains Land Expo, June 26th, Wednesday, from 8 to 5. So, Tammy, thank you for being here.
Appreciate it very much.
That's really intriguing, that whole field there. And, you know, whether it's aggregate interest or mineral interest or whatever, there's so much valuable information there. And you're going to be able to learn all about all this. It's a full day of learning. We're calling it a one-day university for you to come in and learn all there is about land and minerals.
You had me at Chad Greenway, mister.
Hi, sounds good. Kevin, thank you for having me on today. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Carolyn, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it, brother.
All right,
yep.
We'll see you at the Great Plains Land Expo.
Yeah.
Todd, we'll see you later. What's on your mind? That is a wrap.
Woo-hoo!
Scott Hyman live from Norwegia tomorrow? I do believe, yes. It should be fun. What's on your mind? Join us.
Hey, it's Scott Hyman here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.